This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NAFTA renegotiation clock is ticking. President Trump has formally told Congress and Mexico and Canada that he wants to redo the nearly 25-year-old trade deal. Formal talks could begin as soon as mid-August. So we've called up one of the people who was at the table back then to get a little perspective. Carla Hills was the U.S. Trade Representative for President George H.W. Bush. Ambassador Hills, thanks for coming back on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Last time we spoke, ma'am, you said NAFTA was a premier trade agreement, and this is a quote, for its time. What do you think of it now? It needs to be changed, no?
It needs to be upgraded. You know, we negotiated the terms of the NAFTA in the early 90s. You didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have a cell phone. We didn't talk about digital trade flows. I think we need to deal with those issues and make it even stronger.
Do you believe that things need to be added to the North American Free Trade Agreement or taken away, if that makes sense? Clearly digital and all of that stuff, yes, but what is in there that might need to not be there anymore?
I don't think of anything that needs to be subtracted. There needs to be a great deal added. When you look back at what the NAFTA actually did, it eliminated tariffs on all industrial products. We want to keep that. We have provisions to protect intellectual property, but intellectual property has expanded enormously since the early 1990s. But that doesn't mean we want to give away the rules that we have. We want to add to them.
This is going to be a three-way negotiation, right? It's the Canadians and the Mexicans and the Americans will all sit down at the table. What is your guess as to how these talks are going to go? Because when we had you on the program the first time, you related an extremely collegial environment, shall we say. What's your guess as to this time?
Well, it would be just a guess. I think that we were collegial way back 25 years ago, and my best hope is that they will continue to be collegial. After all, it's a win-win situation. North America has become one of the most competitive regions in the world, and we wouldn't be there by moving individually. We benefit from the supply chains that have linked our economies, and we want to keep that going.
Let me just ask you, as long as I have you on the phone, ma'am, I don't know if you follow the president on Twitter or if you've been paying attention to any of his remarks about Germany and the U.S.-German trade relationship. But if you're the German trade minister, with the president of the United States now taking aim at the German-American trading relationship, what are you thinking?
Well, I think it's much better to try to sit down and negotiate in a friendly fashion. My own view is that when you try to open markets, you benefit. You know, 80% of today's trade is conducted through global supply chains. Unfortunately, very often we hear that exports are good and imports are bad. But in this country, 60% of what we import are intermediate products that are used to make our exports more competitive. So if we are hostile or restrictive on our imports, we're not going to have the same amount or quality of exports. So let's be real and try to see what we can benefit from opening global markets.
Do you anticipate, just to get it back to NAFTA, you anticipate that this is going to get done and that we will, at the end of the day, still have a North American Free Trade Agreement?
I hope they move rapidly and get it done. You know, we negotiated the original agreement in 14 months. If they could move rapidly, it would make all the difference to businesses. And uncertainty means you stay your hand. And that affects the economy adversely. So, yes, they should move rapidly. And politics also recommends that they move rapidly. We don't know what's going to happen with the elections down in Mexico next year in July.
Carla Hills, the U.S. Trade Representative for President George H.W. Bush, did the NAFTA agreement for him. Ma'am, thank you very much for your time.
Great pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.